audience is leaving.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,392. John M. Cosgrove seeks a variance from the rear yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115.172 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Dodd Avenue, approximately 127 feet south of Ocean View Avenue in the Sea Air Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19974 Dodd Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1 and C1, agricultural, residential and general commercial, and the tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310.00-54148. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3-foot variance from the required 5-foot rear yard setback for a proposed enclosed porch. Staff would note that we've received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 11 mail returns. Thank you. Oh, and staff would note that the applicant is stating 3-foot variance on the submitted photographs, but the submitted survey does refer to 2.6 feet, so that would need to be clarified. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Cosgrove, 19974 Dodd Avenue, Rehoboth.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Evening, Madam Chair, members. I'm here requesting your permission in a sense to put an addition on the back of my house, a screened-in porch, my wife and my family. The addition would be, I think we have indicated on the survey, but it was requested at a 30-foot by 9-foot addition. The house or the home is 60 foot long, so it would only be like half of that. And the uniqueness of this is that my property or the dwelling is parallel with Dodd Avenue, but the rear fence is on a pie shape, so it's perpendicular. The variance that I have now meets the 5-foot setback. If I come out with my 9-foot and I stay with my 5-foot variance, it would bring my finished addition down to 6-foot, so it would almost be like a 5-foot addition. I know it seems long, 30-foot, but it really isn't. It's almost like a bowling alley in a sense, you know. And in the summertime, we go out there, have family, guests down all the time, so that would be a unique use for us. So by that squaring that off in a rectangular shape, that would give me 2 foot off the property line according to our survey. And really, in addition, it would actually be another foot, so almost 3 foot, and that would give us well more than a unit width for passability on that tight end side. It's almost like a shed or something that's in that variance. So on that part there, I discussed it, or I got written permission, but no objection from all my neighbors on Dodd Avenue. It's in Sierra Village. It is a mobile home park. So none of my neighbors object to it. My immediate neighbor does not object to it. If you have the application on that application, I had sent some photos. If you don't have them,
is, yeah.
You don't?
We do.
Oh, you do, okay. So it would show at one point, I would have the 5.2 coming off of that property line or on sense that shows where it's wood there. And I have another garden on that side. Well, when I first purchased the home in 2010, that was all dirt back there. I left that space for any cables or anything that might run up to the rear of the property to feed other property lines. So, you know, in reality, it would be 3 more feet probably from the corner of my addition to that fence line. And that's an 8-foot fence line from my house. Beyond that is another home. And probably, I would guess that home is several hundred feet from that fence. And part of my property, the rear of that, here again is the 8-foot fence. It backs up to the parking lot of the shopping center back there. So here again, that would be the uniqueness of it. And I cannot otherwise develop anything else on that property. Here again, we're looking for that outdoor space for my family. I have a lot of family, friends, 10 brothers and sisters. I'm 64. My wife's saying, you know, we want to enjoy this last time that we have during the outside space. We've been in this park since 2008, probably, and we purchased a home in 2010. So it's a new home. So there's no other space to put that based on what you see there. And if you see, it's outlined, And next door to me is the same type of outdoor space that I'd like to put up. Do you have that photo there that you can see? Yeah, so it'd be similar to that, and you can see the same way where it's that rectangle space. And this, like I indicated, this was not created by me. This is the lot that I am on and where the home was sit on. And it will not interfere with the character of the neighborhood. Other homes in there have the same type of setup as you see next door and throughout the park. So it is a residential neighborhood, but it's a mobile home park. And we all have our own uniqueness on how we set up. But here again, that's why I'm here asking for your approval. And we will comply with all codes and ordinances that are set forth. Here again, we're not altered. This does not impede or block any emergency vehicles that might come down that lot or down that street. So it's no impeding those, easy access. And the reason that here again, I'm asking that 3-foot variance. So when I come out with my 9-foot, I know he's got indicated the surveyor. In a sense, that was an error on his part. It was a simple 9 by 30. For some reason, he made it 30.2 by 5.7 or 8.7. So I'm requesting the 9 by 30. Now, here again, I'd like to know that, does that count airspace? So if I have an overhang and you give me a variance, would that overhang of my parapet count as airspace as that variance?
So ornamental features like a parapet can actually overhang and project 24 inches if mm-hmm. it's just part of the roof. So staff can discuss that with okay. you. We're talking about the footprint of the building here and okay. what the variance is. But I think you clarified my earlier question that it's a 3-foot variance that's sought, not a 2.4-foot variance.
Yes, I would like to have that amended if I could. I'm asking for 3-foot. That would give me my 9-foot square, my 9 by 30, and leave me space to walk through. But here again, at the far end, it would be the 5'2", but then it would then pie down to the 2-foot, really 3-foot, as you go up against the fence.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
Other than the photos that I submitted, you can pretty much see how they are, and the one next door, and here again, it's in Sierra Village. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
I want to clarify, you said there's a parking lot to the rear?
Yes, well, part of my property, I'm going to guess 10 feet of it, maybe 5 feet of it, of my fence, and then it continues on up the property of Sierra Village. Behind us is Vanity Fair and parking lots like that where they come up to that fence area.
So there's no residential neighbor directly to your rear, is that what I understand?
Behind me there is one, but he has one of them large homes, probably several thousand, 3,000 or 4,000 square foot home, but his house itself sits, I'm going to guess, 100 feet or more away from that fence. So it's no blocking, impeding, or anywhere near his dwelling unit, his home itself.
And I just want to make sure I've heard you say addition, I've heard you say outdoor space.
Well, yes.
Is it to be used as like a screen porch?
Yes, exactly. So we're going to attach it to the mobile home. Right. It's going to come out with the footers foundation. None of that has been done yet. I'm here asking for permission instead of forgiveness. So we're waiting for all this to go through, and I'll get with my contractor. And my wife has already bought furniture, so I'll send her here. She has to send it back. So here again, that's...
The only other one I got is, do you have any issues with bugs or anything that make using the outside?
Yes, well, that's part of it as well. During the summertime, you know, sitting outside, and I have my children come down and my family, as I indicated. My brother's in the park, my sister's in the park, and we enjoy sitting outside. My wife, she'll spend 10 hours on the beach, but that's not my game. I'll burn up, but I do enjoy sitting outside, and that's a nice space for us.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Seeing none and no other questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Ms. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12392 for John Cosgrove. I believe they have met all the criteria required to grant a variance. It is an oddly shaped lot. I do believe it's the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I too for the reason. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved and your wife can get her furniture.
She already purchased that furniture. That's what I'm saying. Thank you. Y'all have a nice Christmas.
Next case, please.